Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Shahida.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
We hope you're all having a wonderful Wednesday, otra vez.
Yes,
we're now here.
It's like springtime.
Oh my gosh, yes, it feels great. And I feel like this happened last time too, like when I gave birth, it was also like around this time, so It's like you're over the winter, you're over the big bump, and Now you're just like,
the nice
deep big breath.
Yes.
So we hope you're all feeling the same way. And if you're not, hopefully tomorrow's better.
El caso de hoy was requested by Kelsey. So big shout out to you. We love getting requests and learning about cases that y'all want to hear about and learn about. So thank you so much. This episode this week is really sad. I don't think we have covered a case like this one yet, where a child murders a parent.
Hoy vamos a hablar sobre el caso de Bart and Krista Halderson, who were both murdered by their youngest son. Pero antes de empezar, we do want to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics. Entonces queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
También we want to say que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
So again, como dijo Steph, this was a requested case, así que gracias a Kelsey for bringing this case to Cuento Crimen. So yeah, let's start. This case took place in 2021, so it's fairly recent. I can't believe that now we're in 2024, though. I was like, it was just last year, but No, girl, it's like 3 years ago now. So yeah, so Bart and Krista Halderson were husband and wife, y ellos dos se casaron en el año 1994. So they had been married for over 25 years, you know, at this point.
Yes, longer than what we have been alive for.
By 2 years.
Yes, 2 years. So a long marriage, and they had a healthy relationship from what we read. They loved having family time con sus dos hijos y sus dos perritos.
And they also enjoyed love having alone time. Les encantaba ir a los juegos de fútbol and to concerts. And it just seemed like Bart and Krista were like the cool parents, the parents that were still young at heart, regardless of cuánto tiempo haya pasado.
Yes, I think it's super important when, you know, you have a family, you have two kids, And you're living that lifestyle. It's always nice to make some time and have that, you know, one-on-one partner-to-partner time. And that's what we read, like they would go out to juegos de fútbol and concerts and have that relationship aspect in their family still. Mm-hmm. And like we said, they had two sons. The first born was Mitchell, de 24 años, who worked in tech. And it seemed like he had already moved out of his house. And their second son was named Chandler, and he was 23. And he was going to school for an IT degree. Y ya casi terminaba. He was so excited about that because after school, he had a job waiting for him at SpaceX.
And Chandler's parents were, you know, again, like beyond excited and proud of him, you know, seeing that both of their sons, you know, estaban haciendo lo que ellos siempre quisieron hacer and were happy with what they're doing. Chandler was still living with his parents as he was getting ready to finish school and, you know, start his like quote unquote big boy job. So at the time, it was just the three of them living in their house.
Mm-hmm. Y todo parecía bien entre la familia. One of them had already moved out and the other one, it looks like his future is bright. So it was, you know, picture perfect. They were all like loving towards each other. It seems que no había problemas between the marriage también. Like Bart and Krista were doing well.
Mm-hmm. However, on July 7th of 2021, Chandler goes down to the police station to report both of his parents missing.
He said that his parents went down to their family cabin for 4th of July weekend and that they hadn't returned home.
La policía de inmediato start the searches. Hablan con familia, amigos, vecinos, pero nadie tenía ninguna preocupación, really. They said that everything seemed fine. And so this made like the whole fact that they never came back even more strange because everyone agreed like they couldn't just disappear like that.
Yeah, I feel like they had no reason to disappear. They've already raised their children and, You know, they're like honeymoon stage again, like after the kids kind of, you know, leave the nest or they are able to take care of themselves. And yeah, so neighbors were able to say that the last time Bart was seen around the house was on July 1st, But other than that, no one really knew anything about the couple. But, you know, of course, soon things change.
La policía habló con la novia de Chandler, which her name was Catherine Mellender, but she went by Kat. And she, you know, was cooperating with police and she's like, yeah, if you like to go through my phone, go for it. And so police take that chance and they go through her phone data.
And so investigators learned that in the past, Chandler engañó a Kat. And so because of that, she kept tabs on Chandler. Ella tenía su locación de Chandler through Snapchats, which I'm sure we're familiar with that, like Snapchat location. Mm-hmm. And so that's how she was able to track him.
But, you know, just in case you need a little recap of how Snapchat works. So Snapchat has like a little map feature, which helps you see your friend's location in real time. And it tells you exactly where they are at the exact time. It's kind of like the find my location on, or mm-hmm. like find my friends on the iPhone. So yeah, she had Chandler on there.
Entonces la policía looks through her phone y ellos encuentran a screenshot that was captured early the day of July 3rd.
And so this screenshot became very important because it had Chandler's location of that specific day, July 3rd. And he was located at a remote location near the Wisconsin River. And immediately this rose red flags to investigators. And so when they go to the location where he was seen, they were right. Something was off.
Mm-hmm. When police searched the area, they were able to find human remains. And after some time, they confirmed que el cuerpo era de Krista. Pero no hallaron ninguna señal de Bart until later.
Yeah, Bart's remains were discovered at a farm que estaba a 20 millas de la casa de Bart and Krista. And although Krista's cause of death was never known, it was clear that Bart had been shot twice in the back and he had died from those wounds.
What was very clear was that this was a homicide, and police spoke to the owner of the farm. Ella dice que ella miró a Chandler coming out of the wooded area of the farm on the early morning of July 3rd.
And she also like specifies how she was surprised to see him, like he had no business really being there.
Mm-hmm.
So Snapchat placed him in the location where Chris's body was found. Y ahora también they have a witness que también places him at the place where Bart's body was found. So at this point, it's not really much of a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely not a coincidence. There's like actual evidence mm-hmm. that he was there. And so, you know, they keep looking into it and they search the house. And there they found even more evidence. Encontraron human remains in the chimney. And Chandler seems like was trying to get rid of evidence by burning part of Krista's body.
And that is, like, so insane to me. Like, it's una cosa, like, matar a tus papás, but then also, like, trying to get rid of the evidence. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, where's the remorse? Where's,
yes.
You know? And, like, the fact that you're at their house and you have, like, some of your mom's body parts in the chimney and you're just chilling there. Like,
yeah.
Isn't that weird?
And, like, it turns my stomach.
Right? Like, it's, like, I don't even know how to put it in words.
Yeah.
So, along with, like, finding, you know, those in the chimney, también encontraron manchas de sangre por la casa. So there was just like no way of Chandler denying all of this at this point. Like there's no way that everyone didn't think it was him.
Yeah, there's so much evidence, as we keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
And Chandler Halderson was charged with murder of his parents. And he was also charged with dismembering their bodies and lying to police about his parents being missing.
And of course, he pled not guilty. But in January 2022, his trial began. And so this is where prosecutors kind of like laid out, you know, like just everything that happened. And so they believe that Chandler asesinó a sus papás porque les estaba mintiendo. Chandler had actually flunked out of college. And he, in fact, did not have a job at SpaceX waiting for him after his graduation.
And so prosecutors also believed that el día que Chandler mató a sus papás era el día que su papá Bart had scheduled a meeting for him and Chandler to meet up at the college en el que él supposedly he was attending.
And it's just like crazy to me, like, I don't know, carrying a lie for so long mm-hmm. in a lie like this, like, especially like if his parents, I mean, I don't know, but like if his parents were supporting him financially mm-hmm. and like helping him achieve this dream, but like this dream has been over for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
That sucks. And I also think it like sucks how instead of just confessing to the truth and be like, you know what, like, I flunked out, like, Chandler instead found the need to murder both of his parents.
Yeah, I think it's wild, like, you know, starting this lie and not seeing the end of it. Like,
yeah,
the lie would eventually have to come to an end.
Yeah, like, do you...
Yes.
I, like, don't understand, like...
La verdad sale a la luz.
Siempre.
You know?
And also, like, it just seemed like, bueno, no los conocía personally, but from what we read, it seemed like Bart and Krista were very understanding. Like, mm-hmm. It didn't seem like they were closed-minded at all.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like they were there to fully support both of their sons. So it just, it sucks that Chandler didn't, like, yeah, find the need to confess up and, like, be mm-hmm. like, all right, dad, mom, this is what's been happening. What should we do?
Yeah. It's unfortunate because adult life isn't linear.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's going to be bumps on the road, and it's okay if it doesn't work out one way. You'll find another way, you know? So it's like,
if there's a will, there's a way.
To learn.
Y como dice mi mamá, todo tiene solución menos la muerte.
Yes. So. Wow, los dichos new ones today.
Am I turning into my mom?
But yeah, so moving on. During the trial, Chandler did not testify at all. Y después de dos horas, the jury found Chandler guilty on all charges.
And it wasn't until after he was found guilty that Chandler asked the judge if he could say something. And so the judge granted him permission to do so. And Chandler proceeded to ask that if any lawyers in the room that were present, if anyone would be interested or willing to take on his appeal.
That's wild.
So it's like, you did not testify to anything. You had nothing to say about this whole entire thing of, mm-hmm. like, this whole, you know, you murdering your parents. You had zero to say.
No remorse. No sign of it.
No signs of it. And then now that you are guilty, y ahora que sabes las consecuencias que van a venir, this is all you have to say. Like, does anyone want to take my appeal?
That is crazy to me.
I think that speaks a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he asked for it and he got it. Chandler sí encontró a un abogado que le está ayudando to appeal, but it has yet to happen.
At the moment, Chandler is still serving his life sentence without possibility of parole.
And, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not the one to say anything, but I feel like, no, you do not get possibility of parole. Like, you murdered your parents gruesomely,
mm-hmm.
for a very, like, I feel like, insignificant matter. Like, the fact, mm-hmm. that you flunked out of college, like, come on now. Like, you're an adult, mm-hmm. being adult, and there was no need. I feel like there was no, yeah. need for him to murder his parents. It's not like, again, we don't know exactly, but we never read anything or heard anything about them being bad parents or about them being, you know, like, just the house being unsafe or, like, mm-hmm. him having a rough upbringing. Like, it seemed like they were fine.
Yeah.
So it's like, así le vas a pagar a tus papás.
Yeah. It's just wild. Like, if you don't want to go to college, you don't have to. Like,
yeah.
There's other things you could do. And, you know, his parents sounded like good parents. Like, they could have helped him navigate,
mm-hmm.
and, like, search what he could be interested in, you know?
Yeah. But now he took their lives and he, mm-hmm. took everything that they built, and it just sucks. And then I also feel for the other brother. Like,
yeah.
he lost both of his parents because of his younger brother.
Yeah.
That must be a very, like, tough pill to
swallow. One day he had a whole family, and then the next it's, like, all gone.
Yeah, because basically, I mean, like, Chandler, que está joven 23 años, pero he's serving a life sentence. Like, that's it. You're done.
It's a very sad story.
Yeah.
A very sad case that we have this week. Let us know what y'all think in the comments. And don't forget to leave us a written review on Apple Podcast or a rating on Spotify. We would appreciate it so much. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next week.
What's up, guys? This is the Unnoticed Podcast
with your host, George,
and your host, Ricardo, where we get straight into pop culture, true crime, conspiracies, and scary stories,
making you feel like you're right in the room with your homies.
And you can find the Unnoticed Podcast on all platforms.
And with that being said,
welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot.
We love you.
Even if you love us or not.
Ah. Clown Boys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.